On the second day of the Women Deliver 2016 conference, global leaders emphasized that investing in solutions that advance the health, rights and well-being of girls and women will drive economic growth and development and ignite change across communities. Plenary sessions and partner announcements showcased how when girls and women are given equal opportunities, whether in education, family planning, innovation or sport, societies are healthier, more productive and more stable. More reliable data about women's lives, such as time spent on unpaid work or farming, is needed to inform policy and programs and accelerate progress for women and girls. According to Melinda Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the funding will help fill critical gender data gaps, improve the accuracy and reliability of data collection, equip decision makers with better evidence, and support civil society's efforts to hold leaders accountable for their commitment.
Well, women transform societies, and when you empower them, they empower everybody else. And today we have some data about places to invest for women, but we really don't have the data we need. And so if we want to be accountable to sustainable development goals, and we want to make progress for women around the world, we've got to measure and value what they do and count it so that we then know what to do for them.
On the other hand, the new report released by McKinsey Global Institute, MGI, is expected to provide a roadmap for action and investment toward gender equality. MGI finds that achieving the economic potential of women and making progress towards the United Nations recently adopted Sustainable Development Goals will require $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion in annual spending on essential services in 2025. But the potential economic gains could be 6 to 8 times this outlay. Previous MGI research found that if every country bridged its gender gap at the same historical rate as its fastest improving regional peer, the world could add $12 trillion to annual GDP in 2025, that is, an 11% boost over current trend. From Copenhagen, this is Rose Mukwege reporting for Radio Ghana.
Well, women transform societies, and when you empower them, they empower everybody else. They're the center of the family, and when they get money in their hands or they get opportunity, they invest in their children and they invest in everybody else. And it's what ultimately lifts up societies, communities, and the nations. Well, we can't know what to do for women and where to invest to have the greatest return unless we have good data. And today we have some data about places to invest for women, but we really don't have the data we need. And so if we want to be accountable to sustainable development goals and we want to make progress for women around the world, we've got to measure and value what they do and count it